Welcome to Volume 3 of the Captain's Log Project on KXCI. I'm Amy A. This project was formed in early April to better connect our community with each other in this time of social distance. Sometimes this social distance thing feels like we're all floating alone in space, and I had the overwhelming desire to know how everyone was doing. Captain Kirk's logs seemed like the best way to check in.
Captain's log, stardate 8390. We're in the third month of our Vulcan exile, and it was Dr. McCoy with a fine sense of historical irony who decided on a name for our captured Klingon vessel. And like those mutineers of 500 years ago, we too have a hard choice to make.
This week, I asked KXCI DJs and their immediate community to submit captain's logs, and folks in our larger Tucson community and listenership to also submit recordings, answering a few simple questions. You can submit a captain's log, too, by emailing amya@kxci.org, and I'll send you instructions. It's really easy, I promise, and we would love to hear from you. So email amya@kxci.org for more information. Quarantine, the current situation. These are the stories of our community. Its continuing mission to stay well and stay safe. To seek out a meaningful life in temporary isolation from one another. To boldly take measures to keep our community safe. Here are more stories from people in our community, an ever-expanding collection of captain's logs.
Captain's Log, Stardate 1513.1. Our position, sheltering in place, helping to slow the spread of the COVID-19 virus. Hello, hello. This is Dominic Castelli, host of Elysian Fields. Have you ever thought about what exactly a stardate is? Me neither. But now, I seem to have a little more time on my hands to explore all the little dust bunnies hiding in the corners of my life. So let's dive into it a little bit. In the original Star Trek series, stardates resulted from a mathematical formula that varied depending on which galaxy you happened to be in, your velocity of travel, and other factors. In other words, time was really a bogus construct in the original series. Now, we may not be tooling around the universe in a 24th century starship, but all the same, time seems to have lost its authenticity as each of us strives to do our part in battling this 21st century siege. Hours melt into days, into weeks, and into months until everything looks like a poor man's Salvador Dali painting. I have spent the past month sitting at my home desk working remotely. I'm taking my responsibility to stay in place and not potentially contribute to the pandemic very seriously. It's the least I can do for all the people working non-remote jobs that are essential for society to function. Now, in my spare time, I learned how to produce fresh Elysian Field shows from home, as well as helping on a remote volunteer tutoring program. I believe that the key to not losing my sanity while being at home this long has been to have structured days, weeks, and now months. Some of the things I do to ensure physical and mental health include weekly meal planning and prep, throwing that kettlebell around, and most importantly, avoiding inflammatory news media as much as possible. I also made a point of getting caught up on the last two seasons of Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and I'm going to start to watch the new season of Bosch. As James T. Kirk said in the Corbomite maneuver, those of you who have served for long in this vessel have encountered alien life forms. You know the greatest danger facing us is ourselves, an irrational fear of the unknown. But there's no such thing as the unknown, only things temporarily hidden, temporarily not understood. We may not understand how to beat this virus today, but it is only a matter of time until we do. In the meantime, wash those hands and live long and prosper.
Captain's Logbook, Stardate 2220, April 22nd. We are orbiting planet Muévete los Bonbons in the Cumbia-esque galaxy. Captain Spock reported waves of good booty-shaking vibes vibrating through the starship Bitty Bitty Bonbon. Although Spock is not shaking his bonbons. However, one of the oddest sounds appears to have come from the planet Earth, which is 3 light-years and 2 blocks away from our current position. And what's more odd is that it is a wavelength from the most primitive form of communication that we know about, live radio, with the voice of my great, 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 great abuelo, Neto, who is my namesake. I have tuned the Starship's audio monitors to listen. Hello, my KXCI gente. This is Neto, one of your rotating hosts of Jazz Sunday, an occasional sub for other shows on your community radio station, 91.3 FM in Baja, Arizona. These are weird days indeed. Like many of you, I've been staying home to help flatten the COVID-19 virus. I'm eating more than I should, but I'm not complaining. My wife Linda and her son Adan cook wonderful meals, and I concoct the pre-dinner cocktails, which we enjoy together. He'll retire to his room to game on his console, while Linda and I stream a detective mystery on the TV screen. While life has changed a lot this past month that we have been quarantined, what hasn't changed is my appreciation for KXCI, its people, and music. Thank you, dear listeners, for your continued support of KXCI, which we need now more than ever. Now back to the tracks here on Jazz Sunday.
Captain's Log, Stardate 2020-110. This is Brandy, KXCI volunteer, longtime listener, and first-time logger. While I continue to take essential excursions out into the galaxy, the rest of the crew have been grounded here on the ship. I'm joined by the youngest member of our crew. He is no stranger to KXCI and has spent several birthdays and milestones live on the air helping with music mixes, and wanted to touch base with all of you. Hi, Jack. How are you doing during these strange days?
I'm doing good. I've been at home for 4 weeks and being stuck inside the house is getting to me.
Are you doing anything outside of the house?
I've mainly been going on bike rides and going to the park with my dad while maintaining social distance.
What are you doing inside the house?
I've been playing lots of card games and I've been watching lots of TV and playing video games. We've been ordering pizza from one of my favorite restaurants once a week. My dad's been making brownies and Rice Krispie treats, and we've been trying to stay on top of what we have in the kitchen.
What do you mean by that? The list of what's in the freezer?
Yes.
So how are you feeling about being home for 4+ weeks now?
I'm hanging in there, doing the best I can not to lose it, and trying to be patient with family members and realizing that we are all having a hard time.
Yep. I know you miss your friends. Do you want to talk about what we did last week?
We drove to my best friend's house and celebrated his birthday by singing happy birthday to him from our car.
We are finding ways to adapt to isolation and social distancing while maintaining our connections. I'm so thankful that KXEI is here to help us all stay safe and remain connected. I'm looking forward to when we are all free to move about the galaxy together. This is Brandy.
And Jack.
Signing off for now. Can't wait to see you all again out in our lovely town. Until then, much love and take care.
This is Wiley Bud, an occasional guest host here at KXCI. Captain's Log, or Wiley Bud Log, Tuesday, April 14th, 2020. Been home for going on 30 days now, spending time working on the humble abode, cool-coated the roof, getting things done on the property, probably spending too much time online and watching Netflix DVDs. Right now, I'm engrossed in a French miniseries, A French Village, about a fictional French village during World War II from the occupation to the aftermath. Staying with a consistent diet, fruit for breakfast, salad for lunch, and something from the main food groups, beef, pork, and fish for dinner. Feeling fine, just staying safe and wearing a mask while grocery shopping, and hope everyone else is as well. Wiley Bud out.
Captain's Log. Stardate. -30331194. We continue to remain in lockdown due to a strange and mysterious new virus. It feels as though we've been isolating and social distancing for an eternity. The reality, of course, it's been like 4 weeks, but we are very spoiled. In my spare time, I've been reflecting on the exploits of past Starfleet captains. Which is to say, of course, that I purchased a CBS All Access Pass, and I've been binge-watching Star Trek for like 3 weeks. The food situation is becoming dire. With replicators down, we've resorted to eating canned beans, and occasionally frozen burritos and pizzas. I fear a mutiny may break out. The crew becomes increasingly tense. I see them squabbling amongst themselves in the hallways, challenging my authority. And really, no one seems to be able to agree on how long to wash your hands. It's 20 seconds, people. Just, you know, scrub your thumbs while you do it. The crew fears that they may never see the outside again, or see their loved ones. But the truth is that we will all get through this together just by staying inside and alone a little longer.
You're listening to the Captain's Log Project on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. If you'd like to learn more about the Captain's Log Project, or even submit a log for the Captain's Log Project, email amya@kxci.org.
friends. Jeff Rogers, Halftime at the Apocalypse. Captain's Log 04222020. Before I say anything else, I hope that all of you out there are doing well and are healthy and have taken care of yourselves throughout this strange and bizarre time that we are living through. Here at the home front, we have been expanding our gardens in the backyard, which has been kind of fun. I've been enjoying the spaciousness of the schedule, not having really anywhere to go or anything to do, not even really knowing what day it is. That's kind of exciting. On occasion, we will hike out into the desert to explore some areas of water and enjoy the springtime in the Sonoran Desert. Some of the things that I've been really missing around Tucson and the social scene here is getting out to see live music, meeting friends for dinner, for music, for a beer, hugging my children, holding my grandchildren. This has been challenging, and yet I still have folks that I can be close to. I know for those of you out there who are sheltering alone, this is even more challenging, and I really hope that you have a posse of people that you can reach out to and connect with and get that sense of community, because that's what KXCI is really all about, is really the sense of community in Tucson. And I can think of a whole lot of places other than Tucson that I would not want to be isolated in. There is something beautiful about this city and about the people that live here and about the community that has sprung up out of this desert. And I'm loving being here right now with the cleaner air and the diminished traffic and the quieter nights. I look forward to being able to get back into the studio and do some live Halftime at the Apocalypse for you on Thursday nights after Matt Moon's Global Rhythm Radio and before Julio's X Induction Hours. I hope you're all well. Please take care of yourselves, and we will get through this. Tally ho.
This is Olivia Reardon, Captain's Log, Stardate, April 17th, in the year 2020. How long have I been home for in quarantine? Since March 11th, over 30 days. I sanitized my house, I planted a garden, started a new song, writing it slowly, but it's coming along. Did a Zoom reading of Forrest Gump, I've been homeschooling, and I've been videoing and emailing everything I can about my band to everyone I can. I once told myself if I could quit my jobs and have time to put it towards music, these are the things I would do. And so I'm trying to do that. I'm eating everything. I can't stop eating. Apples, ice cream, salad. I'm baking breads, a whole bunch of casseroles, spaghetti squash lasagna. I can't help it. I'm excited for my garden to bloom because I have a lot of squashes in there and I'm ready to try them out. And how am I feeling? Okay. I don't know. I'm feeling fine. I'm feeling lost, anxious, weird. I'm feeling hopeful. Every time I hear my kiddo doing his video homeschool with his class, it makes me feel hopeful because they all talk in terms of the future and when this is over and how it's all going to be okay, and they make me feel better.
Just a castaway, an island lost. SOS to the world. I hope that someone gets my. I hope that someone gets my. I hope that someone gets my message in a bottle. Message in a bottle. A year has passed since I wrote my note. I should have known this right from the start. Only hope can keep me together. Love can mend your life, but love can break your heart. I'll send an SOS to the world. I'll send an SOS to the world. I hope that someone gets mine. I hope that someone gets mine. I hope that someone gets my message in a bottle. Message in a bottle. Yeah. Oh, message in a bottle.
You've been listening to Volume 3 of the Captain's Log Project on 91.3 FM KXCI Tucson, where we ask our community to share how they're doing in this time of quarantine and social distancing. I'm Amy A. Thank you for joining me today. Next week in Volume 4, we'd like to hear from you. So submit a log to me at amya@kxci.org. That's amya@kxci.org. Thank you to Dominic, Netto, Brandy and Jack, Alex, Wiley Bud, Jeff Rogers, and Olivia for sharing your life on today's program, sending good thoughts your way. For music used on today's program, you're currently hearing the latest from local artists Miss Olivia and the Interlopers with their version of Police's Message in a Bottle, as well as music from Mintfield, Ishq, and Stars of the Lid. You can find our complete playlist at kxci.org. See you next week, my friends, for Volume 4. And even though it's hard being isolated from one another, let's challenge ourselves to connect in new and creative ways.
Sending out an SOS, 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 sending out an SOS.
Live long and prosper.